Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela everyone. You're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm waiting on Miss Belle teaching to Colleen. She's the granddaughter of Mr. B.B. King. Hi, everyone. You're still listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm trying to get the mic to work. I'm having a little bit of technical difficulty, but this is what you're going to soon be listening to. Mr. B.B. King, granddaughter, Miss Belle B. King. She has a beautiful voice, everyone. Beautiful voice. No mistake about that. Just give me 1 minute and I should be able to get on. All right, everyone, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Today, once again, the interview is with Miss Belle B. King. How are you doing, Miss King?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. I finally got you on the phone for an interview.
Yeah.
We playing a little tag there for a little bit.
Yeah, I'm so busy all the time.
All the time. You're a mother, too.
Yes. My girls keep me so busy. My goodness.
Okay. So, Miss Belle B. King, I'm sorry I couldn't get your music. I have been trying to and cannot get it from your website. But I'd like to talk to you about being the daughter of Mr. B.B. King. One of his songs always like The Fiddle Is Gone, but your voice is so smooth. Yours is, Mr. King. You have a smooth
Thank you.
Voice. Yeah, it's really nice. Nice, beautiful voice. You have
I really appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You really do. So I have to ask, you have an album called Legacy. Is it a song?
One of the songs on my album is The Legacy Goes On, and that's just a song that I wrote shortly after my grandfather passed away. And it was just a song that I would say to him. And the opening part of the song is an actual interview that he did in the 60s where he was saying that he wants the world to hear B.B. King sing and play the blues. And that's just something that he was able to do on a magnificent level. Like, so that's something that inspires me every day, what he was able to do. But to be able to have that interview and his voice in my song The Legacy Goes On, it's the it's on my album. Yes, it's on my first album, that song.
Yes, ma'am. Latest track. I'm going to see if I can get this to open up. And I'm going to let everyone hear your voice. Hold on, ma'am. Some music's going to play. Hi, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I had to do something with the mics, but you all did hear that for the show on Show Talk with Angela Butler. So, Miss Belle King, you work at a bank, am I right? You're a CEO of a bank? Am I correct on that?
Actually, I'm just a banker. I'm a banker. Yes, I work part-time at a bank.
Oh, you're just a banker. Okay, I misunderstood.
Yeah.
Yes. So are you going to be doing any tours or putting out any more music? I know Mr. McCone recommended you to me. And that's
yeah,
wonderful.
I'm working on a project right now. I'm working on my second album, and it is such an honor to have to work with Frank. He's producing several of the songs, and so that's one of the ultimate things, like highlights of the album for me. But yeah, I'm working on my second album now.
Oh, okay. So he's producing some of the songs. Are you going to be on any concert tours in the near future?
That's something that almost right after we finish the second album, that's what we're going to be looking to do. And so it's just all a work in progress at this point. But, once the album's finished up, we're definitely going to be going on the road. And so I'm super excited about that.
Yes, I would be too. I would be too if I was going on the road. I think it's great, everything that you're doing and that you're following in the footsteps of your father. I have a question, though. I have a question. Do you, I hope I don't sound unprofessional. But what do you miss about your grandfather? And did he died a while back or how soon? I mean, are you still in mourning? That's my question.
He died in May of 2015. And so next month, you know, it'll be 3 years. And around the time of his death, it's difficult. Like the month of May, it was around the middle of May when he passed away. But it hits me every so often. I'll just either like be listening to his music or see him somewhere, an image of him, or when I'm just kind of thinking about how much I miss him, I shed tears quite often because we miss him. He was such a huge presence in our family, and just what he gave to our family and to the world. He was such a giving person. And not only that, just the advice that he would give, everything that he would do to, you know, help out our family, to help uplift us. His personality in and of itself, his laugh, his smile, there's so many things that I miss about him. And with pursuing music, it would be nice to be able to have him here to get more advice as I try to navigate some of the different things. But it's a blessing to be able to have people in my life that are there to kind of help me musically, that are in my circle, that care about me, that are looking out for me. So, I miss him tremendously. We all do, just because of the person he was and the heart that he had. Miss him almost every day. Yep.
Yes, ma'am. I believe that. So you have parents, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You have parents?
Yeah.
Do they sing also?
My dad does sing. Yeah, my dad is B.B. King's oldest son. My dad's name is Robert Edwards Sr. And my dad sings, yeah. So listening to my dad sing in church, my dad is a minister, listening to him sing in church growing up, that was the foundation. And so it was a natural thing with the voice that my dad has for me to sing.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I love hearing my dad sing, even to this day. It's like, you know, hearing my grandfather sing always inspired me. But hearing my dad sing as well always inspired me. When my dad was in a gospel quartet years ago, I would just learn all his leads and sing along with him, and he would take us to a lot of the practices. And So that, along with going to my grandfather's concerts, I loved it.
Oh, yes, I can imagine. Your grandfather had such a beautiful voice, and he could play that guitar. He could really play the guitar really well.
He's a legend. It's very amazing that my grandfather still had such a strong voice, even in his 80s. He still could get up there and belt out and play really well into his 80s, and that I was always amazed at that. And so the longevity that he had, just because of the love he had for singing the blues, he wanted the world to know him for singing the blues and introduce the world to the blues, and he did just that.
Yes, yes, he did. He uplifted people, too.
Yeah.
He uplifted people, the songs and things. You could feel what he was saying. So you're intending to go on tour, and you're excited about it. Do you know the exact date so people will know where they can come out to see you or where you're going
to
be
at? Yeah, we don't have all of it solidified, but as I do have different things that I, different events that I sing at, I just post them on, like, my social media. So, that's always a place to look to see where I'll be singing.
Yes, I'm on social media too, as Angela Butler. Also, I have Show Talk with Angela Butler, which is the name of this digital interview show. So okay. You're also on YouTube. I was listening to some of your stuff on YouTube. It really sounded nice.
Thank you.
You really did. Yes, beautiful voice.
Thank you.
Have you writing any songs for your own album?
You said, am I writing?
Yes, so did you write any songs for your second album?
On my second album, some of them are collaborating. I'm collaborating with other people, but I'm looking to write the majority of it. And that's something that I love to do. So, I'm going to be doing a lot of writing on this second album. I wrote 4 of the songs on the first, including The Legacy Goes On. But then for this second album, I'm really trying to dig deep and write the majority of the songs. So it's been fun. It's really exciting.
Yes, I can believe that. You sound excited. This is new, not necessarily new for you. I watch your father on YouTube also.
Yeah, so you watch some of my grandfather's videos?
Your father. His church. He has some videos on YouTube. Did you know that?
No. I'll have to find it.
Yes, ma'am. I ran across it. It wasn't that hard to find. He has a beautiful voice also, as he should have. And I listen to his songs on YouTube.
Now.
Yes. Everyone, I want you to know that Ms. Val B. King is the daughter of Mr. B.B. King, and she is on YouTube.com, and she is on SoundCloud. Her website to listen to her music is www.valking.com.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and actually, I'm the granddaughter. I'm the granddaughter of B.B. King.
Yes. Yes, you are. Yes, ma'am. The granddaughter. Yes, ma'am, you are. So you said you like to write. Have you ever wrote any books or anything?
No, I haven't. But that's something that's always in my mind. Like a good friend of mine is an editor, and so she talked to me about starting the process, and that's something that I'm really excited to do one day. It would be more than likely would be something inspirational. I'm a mom, and that's something that it's such a blessing to be able to say that I'm a mom, but like to be able to connect with other moms out there, that's something that I'm very passionate about, to encourage other moms and encourage women. So, yeah, I can definitely see myself doing that in the future.
Okay. You like to encourage. That's great. But one of my questions would have to be, when you're a mother, you said, how do you feel about the things that are going on in America, which are always went on, but now the spotlight is on everything because of social media, all these social media, the internet, cable, satellite. How much of that do you let your children watch? I just thought I'd ask. If everything is going on in America.
We have very in-depth conversations with our kids because my dad being from Mississippi and my grandfather being from Mississippi also, my dad can give us a lot. My dad used to talk about having to go to the colored-only water fountains and bathrooms down in Mississippi. And so my dad was always very transparent about racial issues. And so as a young girl, I just remember always being aware that it exists. And so I said, I'm going to definitely make sure that my kids know, too. There's no, you don't do your kids any justice by trying to shelter them from those things that are out there as far as racial issues. So I'm very transparent. I talk to them about it. Like, we don't watch a lot of news, but when we do, my husband and I break it down to the girls so they understand. We also give them conversations to help them understand how to survive a situation if they're ever in a situation, being young black girls. So we have those conversations, too. It's very, very, very important that we teach our kids about the this climate of hatred and all the different things that are going on. So I feel very strongly about that. And so that's something we talk about on a daily basis. My girls right now, they're in the training years, I say. It's very important that I prepare them to be the best that they can be, and I take that very seriously. Anybody that knows me knows they're my priority. So I'm constantly pouring into them, so that they can be the best that they can be. So it's having those difficult conversations about race. We have it all the time.
Yes. Where I live, there's a lot of unfair things that go on here, to put it mildly. But I've learned to try to deal with it the best I can. You know, I pray.
Yeah, being aware.
And I read the Bible.
Yeah, being aware.
I have to be aware with everything that's going on. Because that's what I do on the show talk with Angela Butler. When I interview people, I ask questions, and I learn things. I do all types of topics.
Yeah.
So when you go on
we have to have the conversation.
Yes, ma'am. Do you know if you'll be overseas? I'm just questioning. I'm just asking.
Oh, yeah. my business manager, and I had a conversation recently, and that is definitely something on our to-do list. Yes, definitely.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That is great. Well, somebody's going to have to send me some tickets. I want some tickets.
Right.
When you start performing. Okay, so you were talking about the climate. I'm going to go back to that, the climate in this country.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get political. But do you, you're not a politician, but with the president in office, I'm not trying to put you on the spot. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about his the way he talks?
You know, there's nothing new under the sun, honestly. He's a little bit more direct about his feelings towards, you know, whoever. And this is something that's been going on for years, oppressing people, be it minorities, being it people less fortunate. This is something that's been going on for many years. And he's bringing a lot of stuff to the forefront just with his negativity. But that's something that we as people of color have to just be you have to be prepared for it. Bottom line, like, when we come together as a people and we're able to, you know, make more moves, be able to have more things that we can call our own, then, you know, things can change. But being in a situation that a lot of us are in now where, you know, you find yourself being governed by someone that may not, you know, view you favorably, you know, there's not a lot that you may be able to do to change, you know, who's in the office. But what you can do is change what's going on in your life and in your community. That's helping people be more aware of their resources, passing down wealth, family wealth, understanding how to acquire wealth so that you can be able to make bigger moves. That's something I feel very strongly about. A lot of it is educating yourself. My grandfather has a quote, education is the one thing no one can take away from you. And he would say that to us often, but it's so true. Out of all the different things, people can take your house, they can take your car, they can take your belongings, but education, knowledge is the one thing no one can physically take away from you. So open up a book, learn how to be financially sound, learn how to make that next career move. All that stuff is very important. Knowledge.
Yes, knowledge. Education. Knowledge and education. I like everything you said, and I agree with you.
Yeah, it's difficult navigating. It's difficult navigating this world and all the different things that's thrown at us on a daily basis. But, you know, through prayer, being grounded, you know, you definitely can survive it. But, you know, you also have to be smart about it. You have to educate yourself so that you can, you know, understand what's going on around you and how you can, so you can elevate yourself to kind of get out of a bad situation.
Yes, ma'am. I understand that. And be careful with your resources. That makes plenty of sense. Whole lot of sense.
Yeah.
Did you know Prince at all? Or are you too young?
Oh, no. I grew up listening to Prince. Love Prince. I didn't get a chance to meet him, but he was friends. He was close friends with my grandfather. I've heard stories. I wasn't one of the, like some of my family, some of my cousins live out in Vegas where my grandfather lived. And so I've heard a couple of times where you know, my grandfather had interactions with Prince, and I was not able to be around him at that time.
Okay.
Because I'm from Ohio and live in Ohio. So, we would see him a lot of times when he would be on the road, and then we have different family reunions down in Mississippi. But, yeah, my grandfather was friends with Prince, but I would have loved to have met him. Oh, my gosh. But
Huge
fan of Prince.
So you still have family reunions. So this is my family. On my mom's side, I have family reunions every year.
Yeah, we now that my grandfather's gone, we haven't had as many, but that's something that I feel is going to change. You know, we're all trying to make sure that we get together every couple of years.
Yes, so you can know each other, know who you are.
That's
that
right.
Closest, try to make that bond to support each other. That's great. It's a good feeling to know that you have family, a lot of family.
That's right.
And can come together every couple of years or every year and get to know each other. Know each other's names. So my relatives, I don't know all the names, but I know I'm related to them. I know those
right.
are my cousins.
Yeah,
some
you gotta know
like
your family.
Some of them are like 21 years old. So if you were talking to, let's say, a 16-year-old teenager that's a female, and one
uh-huh.
that's a male, what was the best advice you can give them be about working and entertainment and singing and acting and all those things? What would you tell them if you could talk to two young people today?
I would say it's very important that you know what it is you want to do. I would say set your goals super high. Don't let anyone tell you you can't do it. One thing that I actually see from Frank McComb is him studying. And that's a very important part of it, too. It's like studying so that you can improve what you do. Yeah, so that you can improve what you do. That's something you have to work on constantly. But have a team around you of people that you know can get stuff done. Have a team around you, people that you know that you can trust. I'm not talking about people that are going to tell you yes. I'm not talking about yes people. I'm talking about people that are going to be honest with you and tell you when that don't sound right or tell you, okay, you shouldn't maybe do that. I'm not saying negative people that are trying to persuade you to not pursue your dream. I'm talking about people that will be real with you, that will critique you. I feel that's very important. A lot of times when people, you know, get famous or they're reach a certain level of stardom, they have a whole bunch of people around them that are yes people that tell them yes all the time. That's not what I want. I want people that are around me that I can trust, that will be honest with me. My husband's that person, my sister, my dad. I got a lot of people. My business manager, these are people that will tell me the truth.
Yes.
I feel like that's very important.
Okay, that's great advice. Great advice. So congratulations on your up-and-coming second album. I look forward to buying it and listening to it.
Thank you.
I look forward to keeping up with you in the future. I know I'll see you in magazines and TV and on the Internet and things like that. So I'm going to keep up with you, you know, through the media, Internet and
Follow me on social media. Everything is under Val B.
Yes,
King,
ma'am.
And I'll definitely follow you right back.
Okay, Mr. Frank McComb has a beautiful voice, and he can sing and play the piano. I mean,
he has
a lovely voice.
He's one of the greatest of all time, like GOAT, GOAT, greatest of all time. I love hearing him sing and play. It's amazing. And I tell everybody about Frank. I'm always like, listen, you have to listen to Frank McComb if you haven't heard him already. So, yeah, he's amazing.
Yes, he is. And he can sing, and he's so talented. So very talented. I hope one day
to see
him win a lot of awards, you know, because he's so talented and he offers the world so much.
And deserving.
His song.
Yep,
and deserving.
Definitely, he deserves it. Yep.
Yes, he deserves those awards. And I hope he gets them.
Yeah,
so
he will.
Yes, ma'am. So he let me interview you, and I'm so happy about that. I just have one more question, and I'm not going to keep you much longer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you play an instrument? I know your father, B.B. King, Mr. B.B., grandfather, B.B. King, played the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Do you play any instruments at all?
I'm working on it. I will say that. I'm working on it. 'Cause honestly, music is in me. And, you know, I can dabble, like, here and there, but I also have to be a student and learn and progress. So that's something that I'm definitely going to do. It's piano that's on my heart to do. So definitely. May not have it mastered yet, but that will happen. Yeah. You got to speak things into existence, like, you know.
Yes,
definitely.
You do. Yes, you do. God. Yes, I understand. I understand God is in control of everything also. I do believe God lets bad things happen for a reason. It's beyond my understanding, but I know that he does.
Yes.
So, yes. What was the best advice your father and grandfather, Mr. B.B. King, gave you that stuck with you? Because it sounds like they told you a lot by listening to the way about studying and things.
Yeah. One of the biggest things that my grandfather gave me was just to have a heart for people and to give back. That's something that I saw him do all the time. And you have to have a big heart to be able to go back to the place that you grew up in. It could have been humble beginnings, but to go back and give back, that's something super important. Also education, how important education is. That's something that I'll always cherish, those conversations. He was very determined, a very determined man, and he completed a lot just on sheer determination. And so I'll always be very, very proud of spent with him, just listening to his stories of the things that he's accomplished, the travels, meeting, you know, kings and presidents, just amazing things. But a lot of what I learned from him was just watching him.
Oh, now I said one last question, but now you led me into another question. How many presidents did you meet? Any? A vice president? The first lady?
I did not. Like my grandfather, and like I said, because with us living in Ohio, my grandfather, you know, he traveled and toured and all of that. But he wouldn't, the girls couldn't go, like the girls, like myself and my female cousins, we really didn't travel on the road a lot with him, but some of the male cousins did. And I get it. He wanted to protect us.
He had
male band members and all male band, and so like when it came to touring and different things like that, we didn't really go on the road a lot with them. Now my dad got to go out, and you know, from his concerts we would meet people every so often, but no, I didn't get a chance to meet any presidents. That would have been awesome.
Okay.
But no, I didn't.
I think it's wonderful, what you just said,
to protect the little girls, protect the children. I like that.
You're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Have a good night.